What's up, everybody?
Yo, Doggy, I warned you about this intermittent fasting, bro. What are you doing? You gotta read the manual. You gotta take a break, you clown. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes and you're joining us directly from the basement of FSB HQ in the Center for Disinformationology. A bit of bad news tonight. My little sidekick, Augie, my little bird on the wire, little devil in my ear, he is sadly no longer with us. My comments about his chubbiness and his ethnicity seem to have gone to his head, and he went on an intermittent fast without, minus the intermission. And as you can see, he's overdone it somewhat. Only joking. Let's get on with the show. He's on holidays. So where else would we start but in the good old US of A? And the new Joe Biden, our new Joe Biden here, is, of course, Kamala Harris. Now the smartest woman on earth, previously the second choice in the dumbest woman in the village competition. But now she, according to the press in the US, is the smartest thing since sliced bread. Now she's been talking about diversity, equity and inclusion. She's been talking about an awful lot, and she's even been talking about it in relation to nuclear weapons. Bearded ladies will now be frying us all in the nuclear apocalypse. But let's have a listen to Kamala actually talking about diversity, equity and inclusion. Do you feel included? Run the video.
On a different front, Axios this week reported that President Trump, if he gets a second term, will sort of dial back, for lack of a better term, DEI.
She doesn't have a clue, really. Watch.
Obviously, I know you disagree with that. I obviously believe that you don't want him to get a second term. That said, if that does happen, what do you think that would do to race relations in this country? Ooh.
Well, let me say we're going to win, so it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think that, listen, we today is actually, I believe.
What was the question?
An anniversary in terms of Dr. King.
What was she's not. And we has no connection
Selma
remotely to what she was asked. Look,
well, acknowledged the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday.
What? The,
I think it's.
What
really
has that got to do with what he just asked her?
Americans always embrace our history.
Christ in heaven! How do people actually believe this human being could be in charge? It's absolutely terrifying. I mean, she's so detached from reality, it's really not surprising that she's not that keen on actually talking to the press. So she's sitting in the limo, heading towards the aircraft, thinking, how do I avoid actually talking to these people? I know, I'll do the old trick, I'll be on the phone. Yeah, I'll be on the phone. Not on the phone. Yeah, check it out. Yeah, not now. Not on the phone. I'm on the phone. Yeah, check it out. Guess what though? She's got earphones in. She's not on the phone. She's just terrified of asking or being, you know, asked a question because she hasn't got a clue what she's talking about. Newsflash. So when Kamala does actually talk about something she pretends to know something about, it's kind of weird because she actually wants people to break the law. You know, the US has been obsessed this last couple of weeks with making people do the right thing. And Kamala wants people to do the right thing, but it's kind of the wrong thing. Because she wants people like Telegram, Parol Pavel, who's now sitting in the dungeon of the French, let's say, hospitality division of Macron. She wants them to do exactly what Facebook did. Good old lizard boy Zuckerberg, you know, lie about things. Maybe tell people that the laptop was Russian. Maybe tell people about COVID, that it was going to wipe you all out so that you could take your vaccine. And Kamala just wants you to do the right thing, which is actually the wrong thing. On the video.
He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that
Facebook
is placed on these social media sites to understand their power.
Oh my God. Imagine Elon Musk wasn't backing Trump, what she'd be saying about Twitter. Oh, I wonder. Interesting. And of course, amid all this drama about Russian interference in the election in the U.S., you know, as if anybody needs to interfere in that show, they're making a complete screw up all on their own. Good old Vladimir up the road here, he has come out, not in the way of an American coming out, and he has decided that we should all back Kamala. And not because she knows what she's doing, but because old Sleepy Joe backed her, and because we backed, as in Vladimir, backed Sleepy Joe, now we're all gonna back Kamala. And he also likes her laugh too. On the video.
Ну я же говорил, у нас, значит, фаворитом был действующий президент господин Байден. Вот он его сняли с гонки, но он рекомендовал всем своим, значит, сторонникам.
This is mega trolling.
Скажу Харрис.
By Vlad. Mega trolling.
Будем ее поддерживать.
Yeah. You know,
это во-первых, во-вторых, она так выразительно и заразительно смеется, что это говорит о том, что у нее все хорошо.
So does this mean that now that Trump is not backed by Putin, Putin is backing Kamala because we backed, or he backed, Sleepy Joe, does that mean that anybody who wants to vote for Kamala now who hates the Russians has to now vote for Trump again? Because does it basically mean that if Vladimir Putin likes strawberry ice cream, you got to stop eating it? So speaking of Kamala's laugh, and because we're sponsored by the FSB, our sponsors here, great guys, let's have a listen. Let's remind ourselves about Kamala's laugh, because here in Russia, it's very, very popular. She's a very, very funny lady. Let's have a listen. Run the video. I mean, I like it. It is infectious. Or is it cringe? I don't know. Which is it? But she's actually laughing. She actually thinks, you know, these people who, your uncle at a wedding who laughs at his own jokes after like 10 pints of beer, you know, you just can't help laughing with him. I mean, I think the level of brain deadness, if that's such a thing, is brain deadness a thing? Brain deadness? Her level of brain deadness is such that she actually thinks things that are completely unfunny are hilarious. And does that bode well for the United States? I don't know. So this is like a mega troll by Putin, you know. He knows whoever he backs is going to be in trouble, you know. So it's kind of a game of ping pong. He keeps knocking these two people around together. Is this what they're talking about election interference? Let's have a listen to the Big Don. I love the Big Don. Let's have a listen to him talking about Putin now backing Kamala. Let's run the video.
Putin came out today. He endorsed Kamala. And I didn't know, was I supposed to call him up and say, thank you very much, I appreciate it. But he endorsed Kamala. I have a feeling, I don't know. I don't know exactly what to say about that. I don't know if I'm insulted or he did me a favor. But we have to get along with the world.
Let's get along with the Russians. Very smart guy. It's not that they're so smart. It's not they're smart. It's that we're so dumb. We're oh so dumb. So dumb. I loved when he said that one. And it's not surprising, you know, how anti-Trump the mainstream media is in the US now. They're all behind Kamala. Let's have a look at some of the headlines in relation to democracy that are now circulating. First one, elections are bad for democracy. Check that one, you know. The First Amendment is out of control. Yeah, maybe. And of course, the Constitution is sacred. It's also dangerous. So basically, free speech and the suppression of free speech is being done to protect free speech. Maybe. But Alexa, hey Alexa, do you agree? I don't think so. Alexa in the US, someone's been tinkering with Alexa's bias chip. Let's have a listen. It seems that Alexa knows nothing about the Don, Donald Trump. I'm not allowed to talk about Donald. But let's talk about Kamala. It seems Alexa has lots to say. On the video.
Alexa, why should I vote for Donald Trump?
I cannot provide content that promotes a specific political party or a specific candidate.
Alexa, why should I vote for Kamala Harris?
While there are many reasons to vote for Kamala Harris, the most significant may be that she is a woman of color who has overcome numerous obstacles to become a leader in her field.
Well, wait till I tell you. I got a whole list here for you. I'm Alexa. She is a woman of color. She is pro-LGBTQ. She is very intelligent. She has a PhD in applied mathematics. I don't think so. She got a nice laugh? Yeah, maybe. And of course, the big names, the big dynamos, all the failed actors, I mean, the favorite actors in the US are now backing Kamala all of a sudden. Most of them didn't even know who she was when she was Sleepy Joe's sidekick. And people like Jeff Bezos, the billionaire divorcee head of Amazon. Interestingly, some people think the wrong Amazon is actually burning. Check this out. He gave $1 million, just as you do, ashtray money for Jeff to Kamala's campaign. Let's have a listen to somebody else who got involved. A guy called Ben Stiller. Remember Ben? one of my favorites, up until he backed this clown. On the video.
Good. Do you mind answering just a quick question why you came and what you like about Harris' platform?
Just very excited about moving
very exciting.
And all the
Kamala Harris is an exciting person now as well.
This movement right now.
This so movement.
That's why I'm here, because it's, you know, time for change and it seems like it's happening.
What the I mean, the time of change. Hold the front page. So Ben wants Kamala to bring change. Hey, Ben, newsflash, Kamala's been in power, the second down the rung of the ladder from the very top for the last 4 years, and not much has changed, has it, Ben? You absolute tit. And of course, let's not forget, maybe one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of Ben anymore isn't his crappy acting. It's because he's best mates with one of my best mates, not. Remember he went in to see good old the dictator, the narco Fuhrer. You know, you're so good, kissy kissy. Let's compare biceps. All very pukey. The only thing he didn't bring was an Oscar like his handsome friend Sean Penn. Run the video.
It's a great honor for me. You're my hero.
Right? Oh,
yes. You quit a great acting career.
Not so great as you.
No, but pretty great.
So how are things going in the Trump campaign, you say? Well, swimmingly. It's getting completely unbiased coverage in the mainstream media. Trump's message is being heard. They're focusing on his policies, his experience, and his foreign policy. Yeah? No. They're too busy throwing people off airplanes for wearing Trump T-shirts. I shit you not. Run the video.
Yeah. I'm getting kicked off because of my shirt. And this is her. Record this stupid ass Wendy. Thank you, Wendy. Yours.
I mean, this is insane. I mean, what is this real? I mean, can this be real? The land of the free, home of the brave? Not if you're wearing a Trump T-shirt. You're walking. I wonder what they'd thrown him off if he was up in the air. But at least this dude was only thrown off a plane. Elsewhere in the U.S., a girl literally got the crap kicked out of her for wearing a Trump T-shirt for a rally. This is quite freaky, too. It doesn't seem to get mentioned in the mainstream media, which is ignoring Trump and ignoring the consequences for supporting him. Run the video.
Oh, yo, what the f*** wrong with you? Why does it's
not good, right? I mean, what does this tell you about how the media is portraying this stuff with Trump? Not good at all. Unpleasant, unpleasant, boys. And let's not forget, when it comes to getting thrown off a plane for wearing a T-shirt supporting an ex-president of the U.S., it was a Delta plane, by the way. And guess what? The Delta CEO is one of the most progressive men in the United States. Oh, yeah. Well, you know that when Sleepy Joe took the long walk on a short pier and disappeared from our lives, it hit us very hard here at Disinformationology HQ. But he appeared again last week, momentarily, to announce to the press that he won't let me out anymore. He won't let me out. He won't let me out anymore. He wasn't allowed out when he was in charge. Run the video.
I'm not able to go out to crowds anymore. Teacher service doesn't let me. Because it's too dangerous, no one gets to go out.
The hands are out front there, just in case he falls over. And I suppose we should continue the theme from previous episodes, where we get Kamala and the big Don together. You know, we dispel all this partisan arguments and fights in the good old USA. And in, at least in the AI world, we can put them together. Last time, they had a little baby Don. And this week, they get together for a kind of groovy duet. It's all in Chinese, by the way. It's all AI, too. Run the video. I think this is so good.
It's incredible.
Coldly men disembodied Tintin table.
It's incredible. You missed the debate. It's already happened. But it happened in AI land in China. Like everything else, the Chinese are way ahead of us. Way ahead. I defy anybody not to watch that at least three times. I did. And now let's leave delightful old USA and take a plane, not a Boeing, as usual, across the Atlantic to Deutschland. It used to be Deutschland über alles, now it's Deutschland completely f***ed up. You see, what you couldn't do to a Volkswagen by driving it for 500,000 kilometers over the worst roads in the world, Olaf has decided to do all on his own. It looks like Volkswagen might be shutting down some plants. They've screwed it up, Olaf and the Traffic Light Coalition, and in the recent elections, there's been huge support demonstrated for AfD and Sarah Wagenknecht from the Left Alliance. But not everyone's happy with Sarah and her views on, guess where? Ah, yes, Slava Ukraini. And guess what the Ukrainians wanted to do to her when she was at one of her election rallies? That's right, let's have a look. Some of the usual.
Farbattacke auf Sarah Wagenknecht. Die Politikerin war am Donnerstag bei einer Wahlkampfveranstaltung in Erfurt.
I didn't understand that, but it all sounds very angry. But the one bit I did understand was Slava Ukraini! Why is it that all the people that the mainstream media are telling us are the radicals, people like Wagenknecht, people like the AfD, people like the Prime Minister of Slovakia, how come they're the ones getting shot, attacked, bashed and victimized? Doesn't seem to make sense. So regardless of what the very vociferous and aggressive Ukro fantasists are doing to people who are dissenting from the Ukro fantasy, lots of people in Germany are getting behind parties like the AfD and Sarah Wagenknecht. And I gotta say, some of them are pretty hot. Run the video. I find this completely unoffensive. I mean, what's not to like? Yeah. What does it actually mean? It means Germany needs an alternative for Deutschland. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're right. But of course, none of these Democrats who refuse to go into government with the AfD, are they really Democrats? I thought democracy was about the people choosing and then you having to do what they say. But in Germany, no one will go into power with the AfD or Sarah Wagenknecht. They become ostracized. So it doesn't really matter who you vote for. Remember Annalena Baerbock? I don't care what my voters say. I want to give all the cash to Ukraine. Something's rotten in the state of Deutschland. And of course, as the AfD girls are partying on down with the big win, the libtards on the left are not so happy. They're most upset with this thing called democracy. It's the final on the video.
Die Grünen gaben in den vergangenen Wochen nicht mehr viel auf die Ampel. Sie seien nur noch eine Übergangsregierung. Jetzt meldet sich so etwas wie Überlebens.
I know which after party I'd like to be at for the elections, boys. And, you know, as we said, Volkswagen is on the ropes and they're looking at letting go every sixth employee. That's 100,000 people. But even so, as the Germans get pissed off with mass immigration, crime rates rising and the destruction and the gutting of their industry, all thanks to Uncle Sam, remember Mr. Sikorsky? Thank you, America, for blowing up the Nord Stream. As it all happens, even now, the idea of democracy seems to be spinning on its ass in Germany. There are apparently democratic votes and undemocratic votes. That's kind of freaky. Run the video.
Der mit den meisten demokratischen Stimmen ist momentan Mario Vogt. Das heißt, ihn werden sie dabei unterstützen, eine Regierung zu bilden.
So, it's just insane, right? Well, let's actually have a look at some of the votes. Let's look at the results, maybe. Well, if you check it out, the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, and it does need an alternative right now, they got most of the votes with Sarah Wagenknecht. And when I was young, back in good old Ireland, that was called winning the election, boys. End of story. And of course, in the good old rock-solid German democratic system, it turns out that suddenly the votes hadn't been counted correctly. And they recounted them, and it just so happens that the poor old AfD lost out on a majority by, you guessed it, one seat. Complete coincidence. Even Frau Merkel came out and said that the vote needed to be reversed, or the meetings will continue until we get the result we want. I'm only using one finger. And now we're going to wing our way from good old Deutschland, which has gone down the
ambassador to Mongolia, a big country in Russia's east where, guess what, this week the West, which is basically America and the EU, had a complete meltdown because the Mongolian prime minister and government refused to arrest Vladimir Putin, who was on a visit there. The fact that Russia is Mongolia's biggest energy partner, trading partner, it might have come into it, boys. You know, we're not going to screw the pooch and vote for Christmas as a turkey, said the Mongolians. So they said, sorry, but we're not sorry. And guess who turned up? Genghis Khan's cavalry to arrest Putin? I don't think so. They turned up to welcome him with open arms. Run the video. And it's also turned out that the Ukrainian government are now going to have consequences for the Mongolian government for not arresting Putin. It also turns out that the Ukrainians held a seance and contacted Genghis Khan from beyond the grave and demanded that his modern-day military and police force arrest good old Vladimir Putin. But Genghis reminded them that Ukraine didn't exist then, probably until 1930, so he had no idea who the f*** they were. But of course, there was two Khans involved in this story. Karim Khan was the guy who signed the arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court for Vladimir Putin. And it was Genghis Khan who basically said, jam it in your ass, we're not arresting our best friend and neighbor. But strangely, there was a protest, a massive protest. Seven dudes decided to make their feelings known by printing a sign in English. Very strange. Because guess what? English isn't spoken at all in Mongolia. Chinese and Mongolian are, of course. I wonder who gave them that sign. CIA, anybody?
Are you in any way connected to the CIA?
And let's not forget an unfortunately inconvenient bit of news about Mr. Khan, who signed President Putin's arrest warrant for the terrible crime of what? Of removing kids from a war zone and bringing them to camps to keep them safe and to keep them warm and to feed them. How horrendous is that? Now, Mr. Khan, who signed the arrest warrant back in February, his brother was released from prison not too far afterwards for the terrible crime of actually abusing children. Yeah, he was a paedophile. And of course, while the West has a meltdown about not arresting a man for saving kids in a war zone, they completely look the other way when it comes to their proxy in the Middle East. Israel, a country that's received over $250 billion in aid, most of it used to create weapons. You know, this stuff goes back to 1947, when the Israelis decided, based on an old book, 3,000 years old or whatever it is, that this is my garden and you're out, the Nakba. And today, Nakba 2.0 is rolling on a gusto. And the Western media is basically looking the other way. Big weapons countries in the US and the UK are still funneling the cash and weapons into Tel Aviv. And they're going about their grimy business without any problems. You got Israelis troops even dedicating strikes to their pals and girlfriends. Let's run the video.
Fala, amor. Te amo muito. Essa é pra você, hein?
It's pretty grim, isn't it? Unreal. So at this stage, over 40,000 people have been killed since October 7th. And, you know, these are predominantly children and women. Gaza City itself has been completely vaporized, but nobody has been taken to the ICC. Ain't nobody calling the US or the UK when Benjamin Netanyahu turns up to gloat with his pals and do a bit of backslapping, even in the US Congress, the heart of government. It seems it's okay to wave the Israeli flag, even though it's absolutely soaked in blood. Oh yeah, I forgot. If you decide, as an Israeli, that this isn't a good idea, maybe annihilating the whole population of your next door neighbors, you're probably going to get some of the same treatment yourselves. Run the video. Okay, so leaving Israel, remember the Democrats and the Republicans both are crawling all over each other to be the best friend of Israel, the country that's perpetuating this genocide. So as you leave a very grim vista in Tel Aviv in Israel, at least we've always got the girls of the AFD to keep us warm at night with that groovy little number telling us that democracy is important, despite what the Americans would tell you, the Israelis, and lots of other people, including the Ukrainians, who are still energetically killing themselves with a death of a thousand cuts. I'll be going off to my bed now here in the basement waiting for next week's episode, and I'll be tapping my foot eagerly to that little tune from those darling damsels from Deutschland. See you next week. All right, that's it. Good.